Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I have some audio that we're going to play for you here. Annie got this audio. It is from millennials here in the office. Millennials are complaining they're too broke to fall in love, Kennedy.
Dating is expensive.
There was an article that came out, 30% of millennials cannot afford love because we're dealing with crippling student debt, right? Mm-hmm. And things are so expensive. Mm-hmm. Living, all of the cost of living for a millennial is really hard, right?
So can I lose my mind now or after we play the audio?
I kind of want you to do it after you play the audio.
Okay, I'll play the audio first. So how old is our first person here? This is Heather.
Heather, I think, is 25.
Okay.
And her answer was a little interesting to me because I know her and I feel like she was trying to be a little too nice, but we'll see.
I personally am broke as a joke. So like if this guy wants me to pay for his dinner, maybe I'll do it once or twice. But I also think as the girl, they should be treating me.
You are still like old school about that. Like you think a guy should pay.
I wouldn't say I'm old school, but like I just think I just think the guy should be paying. But that's also, like, I don't know. I like money to myself, and I like getting money, so.
So if a guy, say, he wanted to take you out, but he also couldn't afford it, like, would you be cool if it was, like, a cheaper date?
Oh, yeah, I don't care hanging out. Like, we don't have to do something crazy. That's fine with me.
Do you think it's more fun being single and you just have to pay for yourself?
Yeah, I'd honestly just rather pay for myself, not worry about anyone else, not worry about, like, if I'm sitting there on a date, like, is he gonna pay for me? I'd order water and ice cubes.
Oh my God.
So that's not how I am. I don't expect like a guy to pay for me when I go out on a date.
No, I go halves on a first date. I don't want anyone expecting anything.
No.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but you're not a millennial. You're in a little bit different financial situation than when you were 22.
So well, I was married when I was 22.
I know, but I'm just saying. So you have a different mindset now than somebody
who's just... No, I think it's different. I think because I'm older, like I should believe that men should pay for it. Do you know what I mean?
Because that's such an old
school
way.
That's an old school thought.
I'm a millennial and I pay on the first date.
All right.
But the halves won't even let you pay.
How old is our next dude?
So I think this one will be more towards what you're thinking, Carson.
Right.
So Nick, I believe, is 26.
So a survey came out that said 30% of millennials can't afford to date. Do you feel like that's pretty accurate?
No.
Why?
It just sounds like a lack of effort. Because first of all, there's a bunch of options here. One, you can find yourself a girlfriend or a boyfriend who makes money and they can pay for the dates. So whichever person's more interested is going to be paying for the dates, right? So you just got to make someone else more interested in you than you are in them, and then they'll pay for everything.
Ipso facto.
That's one. Number two, you can do a ton of creative stuff that doesn't cost a ton of money.
Thank you.
You can make a dinner at your own place and then watch Netflix. That costs like $10, right? Maybe. I was like, go to a movie. Like, how much are we, like, how
broke? Okay, have you been to a movie recently? Movies are so expensive.
I've actually only been to one movie in the past, like, 3 years.
Okay, a movie ticket for The Lion King was probably $15, right? Oh, okay. And then a popcorn is another $10. Okay. And then a drink is another, I want to say, $7.
Oh, you're doing it wrong.
So that's, like, a $50 date, right?
I don't have $50.
You could, if you wanted to, you could save up $50. Don't give me any of this crap.
But what if...
It's called, Annie, a lack of effort. Like, you just don't want... If this is about you, which I'm sure it is...
Preach!
You just don't want to be dating because you don't want to put in the effort...
Preach!
To save and get things ready.
No, I really can't afford dating. Like, when I've gone out on dates in the past, I've paid for some of them and it breaks the bank. Like, Ubers, all that stuff adds up fast.
Yeah, so don't take Uber. There's a thing called the T.
But what if I can't take to where they are?
Have them come to you. Why aren't they picking you up for these dates?
Oh,
who
yes!
Who are these guys? Who are these losers?
Who does that?
That aren't putting in the effort on you, the effort that you deserve. But seriously, just go to like Longwood and find a doctor to date.
Nick is my spirit animal.
I know he is.
That's because Nick is 50 years old inside.
Legit,
Nick
he is
what, 26 years old?
And he is like an 8-year-old man.
He has so much common sense in him.
Okay,
it is unbelievable.
First and foremost, I want you to roll your eyes on the movie thing.
Yes.
You complain about movie prices
daily. All the time.
So
you always
stop
say
with
how
that.
Expensive it is.
Okay. Movies are expensive. I get that. But that's not what I'm talking about.
So what
if
are you
If you want to go out on a date with somebody, you can do this on a budget. We all dated when we were broke. It's a part of being that age.
I understand that, Carson, but I think people have an expectation if they're going on a date, they maybe like they want to bring a girl or a boy or whatever
right.
to a nice dinner. I can't afford that right now, and it's embarrassing.
And you don't have to do that. I didn't take dates out on nice dinners when I was young. I found something cheap.
You went to the club where you were DJing, so come on now.
For first date.
I'll get you in for free, girl.
You can get in free at any bar in
Fayetteville. I will save you $5.
All right? I saw the girls you dated, let's just say.
Annie could get free in any bar in Southie.
I don't, but that's not the point. I don't,
there.
For my first date, I'm not going to invite someone over my home.
No chance.
To watch a movie on Netflix and
no
make
chance.
Them dinner. First of all, I'm not making you dinner. You're not my boyfriend or whatever.
Yeah, no.
Second of all, I'm not going to watch a movie on a first date. That's not comfortable to me.
But you can't have a conversation. Who would do that?
You can go to a park. A park is free. There are a million things to do.
We can go to a park?
Yes. We have this beautiful park downtown called the Boston Common. You couldn't walk through a park with a guy to get to
a date in 800 years.
You can look at the clouds.
Am I on an island here?
Yes, you're on an island.
Carson, are we going to just walk through the public garden, sit on a bench and talk about life?
Yes. That's a date. That's getting to know somebody. I know it's crazy for you to take your phone out of your hand for 30 seconds and have a conversation in person.
Take my phone out of
You've got to be kidding me, Carson, right now. Yeah. You are literally talking. Wait for it. Both sides of his mouth.
617-931-1234. 617-931-1234.
Everybody's yelling.
I'm so angry about all this.
It's just hypocritical.
It's not hypocritical. What are you saying?
It is. You talk about how
I went out on dates. You're right. I haven't done it in years, but I did it.
You didn't have college debt. You didn't have stuff like that.
I had debt. No, I had two kids.
That must be tough to date with.
Yeah, exactly.
And
you try to be a 25-year-old going out on a date and having twin one-year-olds. You talk about a budget.
No.
Well, I had to buy diapers and formula. Don't talk to me about you can't afford a movie ticket. Stop.
Just got old man flexed on.
But that's what you thought, dude. You see, just because I don't have children, so that's now a decision I made.
No, but what I'm saying is I had debt, just like you have debt, and I still dated. That's all I'm saying. You can afford to date.
We lived in a tiny town where rent was $160 a month. Do you know what I mean?
Fayetteville
was cheap.
It was all relative, though. We were all broke as kids. That's just a part of it.
I actually agree there are creative ways to do things.
Of course there is. If you like the person, not on a first date.
Yeah,
I'm sorry. I'm not going to go.
I'm not going to go hand in hand with you in the park.
That's just not it.
It's just not happening.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.